Got a junk car you want to get rid of? Well, did you know the city has a program to tow it for free? The Department of Customer Services says a recent survey found that most people aren't aware it exists. The problem of abandoned and derelict vehicles varies from island to island. Here on Oahu, the city secured two lots this summer to remove the junk cars off its city golf courses where the vehicles were being stored temporarily. We talked with Deputy Director Randy Leong about the progress being made to deal with the cars left behind by military personnel and how it's chipping away at the problem overall.
In this particular lot, we have about 125 abandoned service members' vehicles that we picked up. In other words, cars owned by members of the military. We temporarily stored these military-owned vehicles at our Westlock and Eva Village golf course for a year. And that was just a temporary measure while we were able to work out an agreement with the state. And in this particular lot here, we were able to work out an agreement with the state. It's a State Department of Transportation Harbors Division. We also have a lot in Pearl City, where we also worked with the State Department of Transportation Highways Division. And in that particular lot, we were able to store approximately 280 abandoned vehicles.
What else do we need to do in order to comply with the new state law? I guess that you've got to move abandoned or derelict cars, you know, off the streets within 10 days.
Yeah, so regarding that law, which took effect on July 1, that law essentially states that the car needs to be removed within 10 days. That time clock, Catherine, actually starts when our motor vehicle control inspector deems it as an abandoned vehicle. So the time clock doesn't start when the call comes in or when we receive the call. It actually starts out when our inspector goes out, does his or her investigation, and deems it as an abandoned vehicle.
And that requires what? Ticketing it, marking the car?
Right, absolutely. It requires the inspector to go out. They mark the cars, they chalk the tires, and come back within a day or two and see if it's been moved. If it hasn't been moved, then a citation can be put on, and then we'll call for a work order with our tow contractor, and at that point it's deemed as an abandoned vehicle for pickup.
Okay, so at this point we're able to comply with that new rule.
Yes, we are. We've worked with our towing contractor to aggressively put them on a plan, and that plan actually, for our intents and purposes, is for them to pick up the car within 3 days. So it's, the 10-day time frame provides us with a little bit of cushion for the contractor to pick it up, but our expectation for them does remain within 3 days. We've actively worked with the military to encourage them to speak to the member of the military after they leave or upon their discharge or release from the state. And I think that it's part of their outboarding process is what they call it, part of their checklist of what they need to do to make sure that they've taken care of all their business, including their car, once they leave the island.
So right, because it's become a real headache for the city when that military service member is not here.
It has become a burden for us, Catherine. And on our part, what we've done last year, it's been 1 year since we've redesigned our new form that the military uses to register their vehicle. So that form that the service member comes in to register their car has a lot of vital information that we use to track down the person, the service member.
And that's half the battle.
And that is half the battle, whether it's personal identifying information. I've even asked for their email address. So we've used those information on the new form to actually get a hold of the military member and have them sign the waiver. If that's been unsuccessful, then I go directly to the commander. So far, since July 1, we've picked up about 500 abandoned vehicles on the island, okay?
It's July 1st of this year?
July 1st.
Wow.
So if you carry that out to an annual number, that's upwards of 3,500 to nearly 4,000 cars that we're picking up annually. It's a lot of cars. A lot of cars that people have abandoned. They don't want to take ownership of it, and it's left with the city. So we encourage the folks out there, the general public out there, if they have a vehicle that they don't want and don't want to take the time to sell it or just want to get rid of it, to properly junk that vehicle. We have a junking form on our website, and they take it down to the Satellite City Hall, bring down their plates and their registration and all their papers, and the city will pick it up for free, provided that it's out in front of their house, and we'll pick it up. Just don't go out there
and dump it.
Properly junk the car, turn in all the paperwork at the Satellite City Hall, and just put it out in the front of your house.
And the city will tow it for free.
The city will tow it for free. Yes. We all need to work together. It's a community effort. It's everyone taking ownership of the problem and being responsible for their actions. Okay. On the reporting side, Catherine, mm-hmm. if somebody has a report of an abandoned vehicle in their neighborhood, that number to call is 768-2530. And our clerks will pick up the phone, take down all the information. What I do ask the general public, though, is that when they call this number, to provide as much information as possible related to the car, the color of the vehicle, the license plate, the make and model, if they can distinguish it, and the exact location, such as cross streets. It makes it easier for our inspectors to go down there and investigate that particular vehicle.
You can also report it on the 311 City app as well. That was Randy Leong, the Deputy Director of the City's Office of Customer Services, talking about overcoming the hurdles for clearing junk cars off of city streets. And this morning on the Big Island, the County Council takes up a bill to clarify what it can do to rid neighborhoods of the eyesores and safety hazards of the abandoned and derelict cars. Councilmember Eileen O'Hara, who introduced the measure, explains the predicament that Hawaii Island is in. Many junk cars are being dumped in remote areas before property owners even realize their lots have become illegal storage areas. The large expanse of the island also makes the towing of junk cars a challenge.
Our program does not apply to private roads. I don't know if you know how the AV program works by state law. It is applied to public roadways. And what we've done here over the many years is operate our abandoned vehicle program such that we considered that director policy alone, meaning director of the Department of Environmental Management, was sufficient to extend the program to hauling abandoned vehicles off of private roads. And that decision came down in 2003. I happened to be in the Department of Environmental Management at time as the county's recycling coordinator, and our director looked at that, and Corporation Counsel, the attorneys for the county, opined that we could extend it to private roads and that was a legitimate application of the abandoned vehicle program. We did at that time also raise the fee, which is charged on everyone's registration of vehicle, to allow sufficient funding for the scrap metal program, which includes the abandoned vehicle program. So at that point, 0203, we established sufficient funding to do the program and extended it to operate on private roads. And here in the Puna District in particular, because of the large substandard subdivisions with private roads, more than 50% of the roads in this entire district, which is the size of Oahu, are private, and we were seeing some of the worst problems occur on these remote private roads.
So that
operated that way for 15 years up until March 1 of this year, and because there were changes made to this state law that establishes how this program operates, how the abandoned vehicle program operates, those changes were to require a shorter time from the point where the car is identified as abandoned to where it's taken off of the side of the road. That period of time now has to be no more than 10 days. So when state law was changed, and in consideration of the passage of that change, our current corporation counsel, different attorneys than were here in 03, opined that the program needed to be codified to allow it to extend to private roads. So we received a different legal opinion this time, and that was March 1 of this year. And as of that date, the County of Hawaii has ceased to remove abandoned vehicles from private roads.
I see.
So we now have a whole bunch.
So what would your bill do?
The bill will change county code such that we can apply the abandoned vehicle program to private roads open to the public. It's going to alleviate a backlog that has developed since March 1. I've been up into some of the upper Puna subdivisions for their private roads recently and saw abandoned vehicles literally blocking roadways. So that prevents emergency vehicles from accessing the community when they need to. Well, hopefully it'll make our community safer by extending this AB bill to private roads.
Does anyone have a handle on how big this problem is? I mean, because if the cars have just been stacking up for the last 6 months.
I don't know that we have a handle on how much additional disposal is going to be required to get us back to where we were as of March 1. I don't think anybody's done that analysis. One thing that the department is also looking at, Department of Environmental Management, is they have an abandoned vehicle coordinator, and they would like to extend the duties of that position to alleviate the need for the police to come on site. I think they have to come on site twice in order to properly identify the ABs. And if we can provide those duties in the position of the abandoned vehicle coordinator, it might help to streamline the program so that we can meet the new state law requirement of 10 days. Because the program has not been functioning with that level of efficiency through the many years. In some cases, I've seen it take as long as 3 weeks, 4 weeks from the point where the vehicle is called in as an abandoned vehicle to the point where it's removed from the road.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And it is a long time, and people get frustrated with that. The other aspect in which I included an amendment to my bill is that while it may seem apparent to all of us that when you're driving down the road and you see an abandoned vehicle, that it's an abandoned vehicle because it's been sitting on the side of the road for over a day, and then the tires start to be taken off, and pretty soon the hood's gone, and, you know, other pieces of the car start going missing. It may be apparent to us that it's an abandoned vehicle, but the police do not take action on it until someone calls it in as an abandoned vehicle.
Right, it's complaint-driven.
It's complaint-driven, exactly. So the police don't stop and say, oh, this looks like an abandoned vehicle. I'm going to investigate. No, it's complaint-driven. And the public doesn't realize that because they're driving by and going, obviously, this is an abandoned vehicle. Why aren't they doing something? So I've in my bill, I included a public outreach component so that the Department of Environmental Management will be required to develop a educational program for the public to let them know that this is a complaint-driven activity. Here's the number that you call, and make sure that you track your calls to the police department or wherever they'll be calling to ensure that the vehicle is removed in a timely manner. In this period of time where we're going to be doing catch-up for the next few months once this bill gets finalized, it'll be interesting to see if our inventory area is sufficient to hold all the vehicles that might be brought in. We just need to make our program more efficient so that we can meet the 10-day requirement perhaps have regional contracts for the tow companies that the county will use to remove the vehicles so that we can not only reduce the cost but also reduce time. And the other was they're looking into kind of deputizing, I guess is the proper word, the abandoned vehicle coordinator so that the police don't have so much direct involvement.
That was Councilmember Eileen O'Hara talking about a bill the county takes up today to try and tackle its problem with abandoned vehicles.